Right now, time for the birthday scam.
Joe had a dispute with the body shop recently.
Well, he had some warranty work with the dealer to be done, and he had two dings on there, which he says he specifically told him don't do because he didn't like the quote. Well, of course, they went ahead and did it. Finally, he struck up a deal and said, hey, I'll split it in half with you.
So we'll call him up. You'll be from the body shop. This is from the people in the office. He's the boss. They're all listening in.
Hello?
Hi, Joe?
Yes?
This is Dave Roberts calling over from... How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Great. Calling about your truck.
Uh-huh.
Now, you were scheduled to pick that up today.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid it's not going to be ready today. Probably not going to have it until Friday.
When I called Wednesday, it was going to be last Friday.
Right.
And then it's going to be Tuesday.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about that, but sometimes we get backed up in there. So hopefully we can have it for you by Friday. I'll know a little bit better as the week goes on. If not Friday, maybe Monday.
Well, let me see what the insurance company tells me.
And then there's also the issue of there seems to be a discrepancy in the billing here. You were just going to pay half, or were you going to pay the other half when you pick it up? Or
no, sir. I told the man and the lady when I dropped that truck off not to do the dings, only to do the insurance work and the warranty work.
You know, we don't just start repairing everything we see on a vehicle without authorization.
I understand that.
I mean, so
then I don't know what their problem is.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is you don't want the dings in there anyway, do you?
For $500, I can live with two little bitty dings. I told him since there is a misunderstanding that I would split it with him.
Right. Well, so for another $250, you could have it taken care of completely.
No, sir. I made a deal with last Wednesday on the telephone to split it with him at $250.
Well, I didn't authorize that.
But I did not authorize the dings.
Well, why would we fix it then?
Well, I have no idea. You need to find out from your people.
Well, why did you bring it in if you didn't want it fixed?
Because of the wreck.
Well, look, you know, I mean, if you're willing to pay $250, why not pay the other $250?
Because I didn't authorize it.
Why be too cheap to pay for it to have dings and you want to drive around with two?
Don't insult me, please.
I'm not being insulted.
You were insulted. You just called me cheap.
Well, you don't. You don't
now you're calling me a liar.
We do a good job for you. We try to fix it up, and then you don't want to pay for it.
Oh, y'all are something else. Y'all are something else. I can't believe you people. I will pay it. I will pay it. And then I'm going to file suit.
Well, now.
Is that okay? You can handle that.
You can do whatever you want. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what we could do.
No. Now you're going to make me another deal.
Yeah.
And then you can have somebody else call me and tell me that he don't have the authorization to make the deal.
I'll make you a deal. You don't have to pay the other $250. I'll just go get a hammer and put those two dings right back in it for you. How's that? You can have your truck and your dings.
Okay. Tell you what. If I bring the $500, can I have my truck today?
Nope, it's too late. I'm gonna take my boot off, and I'm gonna pound those dings back in there. I'm out by the shop right now. Anyway,
go ahead.
Which one? You got the? This is yours.
That's correct.
Yeah. Here, let me. There's one ding. There's another ding.
Okay.
Now, come and
appreciate
pick it up. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Having a birthday?
Oh no.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Oh y'all.
Yeah, somebody there at work's been having some fun.
You're all fired.
It's Dean and Raj, the birthday scam.
They got me.
Yeah, yes, they did.
Paybacks are hell.
Yeah.